And we're live. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Mr. and Mrs. Friendly Ex-Muslim Podcast. And as you can see, we have a guest today, Chris from Speakers, Chris at Dilemmas Corner. How's it going?
It's going really well. Thank you for having me, both of you.
Yeah, appreciate you coming. Do you want to explain what the name means for people that don't know?
Oh, yeah, actually, that's a real good point. There's probably a lot of people that don't know. So my actual channel is Chris at Speaker's Corner. That's kind of like the pseudonym or alias that I go by. I'm someone who lives in London and I'm close to Hyde Park. So I go to Speaker's Corner there, which is a place for people to debate and to have dialogue. And it can be a little crazy sometimes. So I tend to use Chris as an alias to go by. And Chris at Dilemma's Corner is related to sort of like a bit of drama between another YouTuber called Dean Responds, who doesn't like the Islamic Dilemma. And so, yeah, I've been going on David Wood's channel a bit, and I think he changed my name to Chris at Dilemma's Corner. So,
oh, very nice. Yeah, Speaker's Corner, we've watched quite a few videos. You have all, I want to call them crazies. You have all the crazies living there. You have Ali Dawah, Muhammad Hijab, Smile to
very
Jannah.
So,
well,
yeah.
Like, you have all the characters there. Like, what is it like going there?
It's a bit like, oh, you guys don't actually, well, we in the UK we have like EastEnders and Coronation Street, kind of like drama. They're pretty old now, but like drama shows. It's kind of like that, but a lot less polished. And instead of talking about everyday things, they're talking about religion.
Yeah.
that's basically what it's like. You know, you get people that are how, like they're their own characters, right? Ali Dawah with his funny high-pitched voice, Muhammad Hijab, who, you know, he pretends to be everyone's teacher and he's got this sort of like macho personality, but in reality it's nothing like that at all. Yeah, I mean, what you don't see is a lot of people that actually have real issues. You don't really see that much on the videos because people don't want to record that, but there are a lot of people that turn up there, like homeless people, people with obvious mental issues who, yeah, they go there. I think they go there a lot of times just because it's an opportunity to talk to people. But, you know, it's kind of sad.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Interesting. Interesting. Are there any ex-Muslims that show up there at all? I mean, I know there's this one Christian ex-Muslim. I see him all the time. I think he's Pakistani descent. I don't know his name.
Ishmael.
Not Ish of Arabia. Is it? You're talking about I'm talking about a Pakistani ex-Muslim guy. He's almost in every single video on Speaker's Corner. I forget his name. Other than him, anyone else come to Speaker's Corner? Any ex-Muslims?
So periodically, there's another guy. I think his name is Chris. I think he's an ex-Muslim.
Okay.
He shows up on some YouTube videos. There's another guy. I'm not going to say his name because I don't think he'd want me to.
Okay.
But one of the problems we actually have is, so like when, say for example, a Christian becomes a Muslim, what usually happens is because there's no real stigma about that, all the Dawah guys get that on camera. They get the person saying the Shahada. They give them some sweets sometimes, which is a bit weird.
Yeah.
Literally, they hand out sweets as like a, hey, well done, you know, picking Islam. but the opposite isn't the case. So when a Muslim becomes Christian, they often come up to us and they'll say, hey, Chris, just so you know, I'm no longer a Muslim, but don't tell anyone. This guy over there, I used to speak to him as a Muslim and he knows me and he knows my family. And it's a bit kind of like, oh, okay. So you have to honor that and not make it public.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it.
So I have a question for Chris. So do they have security there or like do police come often? What does that look like?
So
how monitored is it by law enforcement?
So I hope that MI5 or whoever are like permanently monitoring it, because I've said this in my videos, people openly promote extreme Islamic views. And in my opinion, Islam is extreme by its nature, but I'm talking like they're openly saying there's some kind of jihad that needs to happen. And it tends to be in the context now of like going to Palestine and defending them and attacking Israel and doing XYZ. But they openly say this there. So, you know, and I've had Muslims openly tell me this, and sometimes I've even had Muslims openly try and encourage me to adopt that view, which is very weird given that I'm not a Muslim, but they seem to think that their view is so correct that other people who are not Muslims will believe it. But anyway, so I'm hoping that MI5 are listening, because yeah, there's a lot of like, you know, you could make some pretty easy arrests if you just listen carefully to what people are saying. Oddly though, that doesn't seem to happen. There's the Royal Park police, who are like a special police unit that's designed for the Royal Parks in London. Hyde Park is one of those Royal Parks. So it does have its sort of like dedicated police force. But yeah, we often see the Met Police there as well, which is just the London Met, which is the sort of bigger city police force. But it also depends on like the day. Sometimes there's an anti-feminist group that's very popular there, and they actually get a lot of heat, I guess, from other groups. So a lot of the time the police are there to make sure that nothing happens with them.
Okay. Oh, interesting. So,
yeah, it's not always Muslims who are being violent. Not always. I would say they're probably the main group, particularly Shia and Sunni.
Yeah.
Like Shia and Sunni, it's basically a joke. We just like have this sort of in joke, you know, if ever we hear something kick off, the first thought is, oh, it's Shia Sunni.
You know,
it's just that happening.
Oh, they're always fighting Shias and Sunnis.
Yeah, pretty much all the time. Like, if you see a fight, if you had to guess what it was, if you guessed Sunni Shia, you'd probably be right.
The microcosm of the Muslim world at Speaker's Corner in the UK.
Well, Speaker's Corner is exactly that. It's a microcosm of, well, English or British culture, basically, where we're at.
Yeah.
And now you see like a huge resurgence of Islam. Most of the people there are Muslim. And it never used to be that way. Like 20, 30 years ago, people used to talk about gay rights was a popular one there. Communism, feminism, any kind of political movement like that. That used to be what you'd find at Speaker's Corner. Now you barely find that. In fact, I would say on the average Sunday, there's not even any person representing that by like speaking. it's just our guys.
Oh wow, it should be called Dawa Quinn.
some people do, I think.
Yeah. Oh man, okay, that's interesting. Okay, well, today's topic, thanks for that little bit of background, because we've never been to Speaker's Corner, so this is all interesting to us. For today, we actually wanted to go through Bobby's perspective, and you actually did something interesting where you want to tell us what he was asking about, and then we can go through Blow Haji's video, and there's a lot to cover here.
Yeah, sure. I'll try and sort of break it down. But so there's another Muslim channel that I actually watch, and I like his content. He's called Brother Hajj. One of the things that Brother Hajj does is he critiques his own team, his own side, by pointing out issues where people are quite clearly taking the mick, to put it lightly. Yeah. Scamming would be another word. Where it looks as if they're trying to raise money through dishonest means. And this is how I heard of Bobby's perspective. I mean, I knew about him before, but I saw this video from Brother Hajj, and he was saying, look, Bobby's perspective is doing this really dodgy thing. You know, we should call this out. And I thought, oh, okay. So I watched Bobby's perspective's video, and it's a very specific video that he made. It's quite short. I think it's only like a few minutes long.
I think he deleted it now.
Yes, he has since deleted it, for reasons we'll probably get into.
Yeah.
But he in this video, it was the most cryptic and insane thing I've ever seen. I've never seen someone try to grift in this way.
Yeah.
So he starts it off by being like, guys, something really big is happening. Like, this is huge. This is crazy. This is insane. But I can't tell you about it. I can't tell you what this is. I absolutely, no. I would love to tell you. I want to tell you so much. But I'm not going to tell you. Anyway, I have a way of telling you. And that way, he makes a big deal about how he doesn't want this to be public. He's like, this cannot be public. Under any like situation, this cannot go public. It has to be private. Which is funny, because he's publishing this in a public video. But anyway, so he then says, okay, so if you want to be part of my super secret like group that knows about this, you have to click on this link. And this link goes to this page here, which is, again, just what is this? It's a catchy, generated, I don't know, something from Mortal Kombat. I don't know, what is that?
Yeah,
just some hooded figure. And it says, The Truth. And you can buy The Truth. Literally, you can buy it. It's a sellable item on his Buy Me a Coffee page. And you have to pay at least 20 euro. You can't put in like 2, 3, you can't, no, it has to be at least 20, because this is how he makes sure that you're a serious Muslim that wants to support Bobby. I was like, what on earth is this? What could this possibly be? This is so cryptic, and it looks like such a grift. Why doesn't he just tell us what is he hiding, right? And so I did a thing where I thought, you know what, I don't mind doing this. I think I'm going to consider this like a public, like an act of public goodwill. Yeah, public service, right? I'm just going to go on here and record me buying it and then just show everyone what it is.
Yeah.
And then that way people can make their own minds about whether or not they want to support him.
Let me play this part. Can I play this part? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do this.
He has, if I just go to his homepage, already has these different tiers asking for insane amounts of money, to which no one, it seems, has actually bought, which is amazing. I mean, just look at some of this stuff here. Let's go to the most expensive one. You can pay Bobby €1,000 a month to get a weekly call. You get unlimited voice and tech support, which I seriously doubt. Mentorship. Hey, Bobby, how do I start a business? And then he just comes back and he's like, you should sell some stuff to people.
Set up a GoFundMe.
You get mentorship and faith. So how do I increase my relationship with Christ, Bobby? You can, you're probably the best person to tell me all about that, I'm sure. How to be more masculine. How to grow your platform. How to plan for Hijra. That'd be very useful for me. Marriage strategy. That'd be very useful for me as well. How do I get married? I ask Bobby. Bobby says, step one, find a girl. Step two, propose. Step three, question. Step four, profit. And that will get me full alignment, apparently. I get to connect with him publicly. I get to appear on his channel. Oh, Bobby, don't make it that tempting. If I give you $1,000 a month, Bobby, I get to appear on your channel. And I get to tell everyone about the Lord Jesus Christ and why Islam is false. That would be amazing, Bobby. But don't tempt me. You know, it might surprise you, but I actually have better things to spend money on. Hey, he even says I could use it to promote my platform. I could use it to promote Chris's Speaker's Corner. How amazing. But anyway, look, let's look at the real thing. You go on to extras. This is his extra thing. Some weird generic ChatGPT hooded figure. I don't even, like, why? Why, dude? Why? It says the truth. Reminds me of the Muhammad Hijab The Truth video.
That's true.
He wants $20 or more. You can try and say no, and yeah, it won't let you. So you have to give 20 euros, sorry, not dollars, 20 euros or more. So that's what I'm going to do now. Okay, my details are in. Let's give it a go and see what happens. So this is what we get when you actually go past the paywall that is mandatory, 20 euros minimum. You get this message saying thank you for the purchase, and it gives you a Telegram link for a group, Telegram group. And here's the link. Let's click on this link, see what happens. So you get to the Telegram intro page, and it's called The Truth. It has 777 members. So that means that, as far as I can tell, most likely most of those would have paid at least 20 euros. Let me do some math. 777 times a minimum of 20. So we're already looking at 15,000 approximately already just to get here. But I can't help but notice there is a link to a GoFundMe page. GoFundMe, Bobby, is a public website where you can raise funds for things that you want to raise funds for by asking the public. So I go on the link and I get this, and I did have a suspicion. It was this. Someone had mentioned to me that he was supposedly having marital issues, and it does indeed seem that that is what this is about. Now, I'm reading this, and my first thought is actually for the children, because it says here he's fighting for his children after breakup and betrayal. That's sad. I wouldn't wish that on anyone, no matter who they are or how many porcupines they happen to tell. Earlier this year, the life I built for over a decade suddenly fell apart. My wife, who I shared...
All right, so that's kind of in a nutshell what happened. He's had some marital problems. His wife left him with the kids to a different country, France, and he's in Thailand or something?
Yes, I believe he is, yeah.
Something like that.
He's in Bangkok, yeah.
Okay.
He's been in Thailand for a few years.
Right. Yeah, so that's the background, eh?
Yeah. So, I mean, as I was doing this video, I was doing this live. So I just hit this page and that's my actual reaction to it. I'm treating it and I'm like, oh, this is actually kind of sad in a way. Like, yeah. He lost his kids. And I was like, oh, you know, it's on the one hand, he's obviously taking advantage of people in getting them to pay just to see. He's asking people to pay for the privilege of wondering if they should help support him financially, which is just weird to me. But as I'm reading it, I'm like, oh, you know, he's lost his kids. That's not a laughing matter. That's yeah. Serious. But then the more I read about it and the more I go on in this video, I'm like, hang on a second. She apparently took the kids like in the middle of the night or at some point when he didn't expect it and didn't just leave to go to a family member's home, didn't just like go to a hotel or something like that, didn't leave the country, but she left the continent. She went to a totally different part of the world.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I actually feel bad. Because like, I didn't care about giving 20 euros. But now I'm like, ooh, this, I really maybe should not have given this guy money because I don't know what I've funded here exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. He's saying he wants to secure a stable place to live and work. I'm assuming he does work already, so I don't know what that means. Cover the mounting legal expenses. Rebuild my content creation business, which is, I guess, is YouTube. Recover financially, emotionally. So actually, he had other videos as well, which were in the group, which I have seen, and where he actually admits that this was there was problems in the relationship for a while now. And he was on the way, like she already had told him that there was issue. And in fact, she wasn't Muslim. He's speaking about doing hijrah. He's living in Thailand. Thailand's not a country people make hijrah to. What is that? I'm thinking like a Muslim country like Malaysia or like Saudi Arabia or something. He's living in Thailand. He's telling people how to make hijrah. This guy is, he's fundraising money, like a significant amount of money. And he's putting a lot of pressure on people to donate in the group. In this private group, so 37,000 euros plus another 15,000, that's at least 50,000 euros he has now, right?
Yeah, he's managed to equal Hamza from Hamza's Den on his GoFundMe.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know about that one.
You don't know about the? Okay, that's something else maybe to look into for a little thing.
Yeah,
you know, like I think he said in one breath he was like, there was no issues. There was no sign of anything. And then in the next breath, like, you know, everything was, or we've been having issues. And then she just leaves. I mean, something has clearly been going on for a while for her to even do it in this way. It doesn't even sound like this was something that could be discussed. She literally just took her kids and left. And I don't know. I feel like when you have a husband or, you know, partner that converts to Islam and you don't, I don't know. I mean, I think he is like grifty in this way, but I think in some other ways he did kind of like practice. So maybe he was trying to pressure her. Maybe she didn't like what she was seeing.
I've had people send me like things like screenshots of stuff he's said, like public posts he's made. And some of it's really weird. like what one of the posts he made was, he said something like, this alone is good reason to be a Muslim. And he quotes a hadith where it talks about, I don't know, something derogative about, I think it is, it's the women are inferior intellectually. I think it's that hadith. And he actually said, this is reason alone to become a Muslim. And it was like, that's such a weird thing to say. It's just odd.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure like they've had many conversations like this too. Like she's probably heard all this stuff from him like firsthand. And it probably became very concerning, right? Like they have a little girl. You know, what's the future of this little girl going to be if she, you know, if she grows up in this way?
Yeah.
It's not easy to be with a Muslim man if you don't believe in, according to Islam, like he's the head of the household and he gets to make all the decisions. And so who knows about it's a messy situation when you have kids and all that. So, you know, one thing I find strange about Bobby is I think he's German or something, but he's living, you know, abroad in these countries where he has no legal status, as far as I can tell. Like, God knows what he's doing. Because unless he has a work visa for Thailand, it doesn't sound like it. I don't know. There's a lot of speculation here. But the fact that she was able to leave with the kids and he can't do anything is because he doesn't have legal status in this country. He's just living as a foreigner. I mean, some people like to do this. They'll go on like a tourist visa and they'll just stay there and then they'll leave the country for a month and come back. And to me, it doesn't seem like a great way to live.
Well, Thailand's not part of the Hague Convention, so they don't recognize kidnapping, right? So she can she can get on a plane with those kids and leave, and they aren't going to do anything. Thailand's not going to do anything. So that's why he probably wants to go where she is to try and get them back. But that GoFundMe, what did it say he's going to use that money for? Like for his content creation? Like, isn't this supposed to be about getting his kids back?
Yeah.
Like, Wait, so he wants your money. A picture of his kids is there, but he wants your money to cover legal expenses, but also build content creation. 100K.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry, the numbers aren't adding up here. Recover financially and emotionally. Like how are you divvying up that money?
And then he's saying they gain independence through honest work. This is how you get independent by living off donations.
So he's saying opposite. He wasn't honest before. Is that what's going on, these Umrah trips and stuff?
So I think that, okay, so you know that he's got the 100,000 goal. So 100,000 euros, that's a lot of money to be asking for. I think the way he's trying to justify it is by talking, because he's not only just had his kids taken away from him by his wife, who's fled to another continent, but he also had money scammed from him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So I think he's, I mean, assuming that everything he's saying is, well, okay, I don't know. I don't know if that's true, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a very convenient way to justify asking for such a large amount of money.
Yeah.
But hey, let's give him the benefit of the doubt, I guess.
I mean, benefit of the doubt is if you got scammed once, do I really want to give you money? Like, you get scammed again. I don't know.
And it was by a Muslim, Muslim friend of his.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, I mean, it's this one of those situations where when you hear about it, you don't know whether you feel sorry for that person or you just like they're just like dumb. Like, you know, you don't give $50,000 to someone, just give them $50,000 and that's it. And then it's like, I'm going to invest it for you and I'm going to make you $100,000. Like, often if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
It's just weird as well. Like, if you're making big financial decisions with your own money that you saved, why would you be like, yeah, I'll just give that to my friend and then he'll put it in stuff for me. And that'll, you know, it's like, why would you introduce a middleman? Just do it yourself. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, often there's greed involved. There's these tricks that they play, right, to trick people. That it's, assuming this guy was like doing some Ponzi things, probably like, oh, give me like 1,000. Then he gave them back 2,000. He's like, look, I doubled your money. And he's like, now I'll give you 50 and I'll double it again. And he disappears.
Flees the country.
That's the Ponzi way, right? So Bobby has some interesting. So let's look at the Bro Haji's video. Let's see what he says about the grift. Have you seen this video? I haven't seen this.
Yes. I also have a question that I don't know if you could help me with, but we'll see if it comes up in this video. I don't know if it's this one or a different one.
Okay.
We'll see.
The truth paywall was broken, and it wasn't broken by myself. I wouldn't give him a penny, but Chris at Speaker's Corner, we want to be at that deen.
Oh, he mentioned
you. So he just said, Ad-Din,
I think he's saying enemy of the religion.
Okay, I thought it was Allah. That. I know the word deen, but like the stuff before it, I was like, I don't know what that's doing. So I thought probably something like enemy of the faith or like something like that.
Something bad, yeah.
But ultimately, you could find these grifters from amongst the Muslims and doesn't make Islam false. But yeah, there is a problem. And we, as the Muslims, will be the first ones to call it out. So as I said, thank you for paying that $20 or 20 euros, but we don't need any support from those who are the Ad-Din. Anyway, so you can see here, $999 a month in a circle, weekly calls and a limited voice. And this is no different to Hamza's Den. They're grifting from their religion. They're grifting from their popularity. Yeah. And ultimately, this is what we need to call out. But yeah, it's comprehensive across the board. Islam is being used now as a vehicle to amass wealth and profit. So as you can see, weekly calls and a limited voice and tech support, mentoring in business, faith and masculinity and all this rubbish. And as I said before, I have always felt uncomfortable with these, you know, reverts who try to bank off their popularity, open up a YouTube channel, and then ultimately the grifting starts. For $1,000 a month, people don't work, don't earn a living, but grift using their popularity. SubhanAllah, they appear on the channel and all sorts of rubbish, but no one's really donated anything towards it. And just to add, I haven't paid a penny. It's Chris's video. So to find out what it is, you need to pay 20 euros. You need to pay what? 20 euros. SubhanAllah Adim. So just to get the information, you need to pay 20 euros. So you go into it and Chris generously donated 20 euros, which is about 15 quid. That, you know, could have been like a Nando's leg meal or whatever. But yeah. So yeah, you know, 20 quid just to get the truth. Real subscriber. So he's paid for it now. Here you go. A bit of commentary from me. So he's paid for it. So 20 quid. And remember Hamza's Den? Oh, you know what? To end my, you know, working on the
So this is part of his whole scam is he's building this group of people that are willing to donate to him. But at the same time, it doesn't look like it's working anymore, right? Like it's this, it's he not. Had this group. He said we infiltrated the group, or he accused you of infiltrating the group, but other people went into the group that were not Muslims. And in the group, he was saying, what did he say? Like, everyone has to do a video of the Shahada, or I will kick you out. So you have to like stay on video. You know, if I joined the group and I made a video of myself, he'd probably like it. Yeah, he'd recognize me. He'd be like, ah, oh, I caught you.
You gotta get in full Islamic dress, you know, maybe they'll hide it a bit, maybe.
Oh yeah, they were concerned about that. About men like wearing niqab and like pretending to be like a woman. And, yeah. And so they had like a woman, like they had a woman doing the admin stuff on that, and they were like letting women and men join.
Yeah.
And he's like, guys, tell your friends and your family about this.
I need more money. I need more money. I can't tell you what's happening, but I need more money. And then so I do wonder though when people are gonna get fed up of donating. Like it looks like it's hitting a bit of a wall there.
It's been up, right? Well, I mean, it was at 35,000 euros for quite a while. And one thing I do know about these kind of things is that people tend to fake them in a way. So what you can do, what a lot of people do is they'll set GoFundMes up, and they'll set a target. And then what they'll do is to make it seem like there's traction, they'll make donations themselves, or they'll get friends to make donations, like usually large donations, so that it looks like it has traction. But then the money obviously just comes back to them when it goes through anyway. So I'm a bit skeptical of some of this. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's raised a lot of money, but it might not be exactly this amount.
Interesting. There might be some scamming going on with the amounts.
If you look at you'd have to like go on the website. Wait, are you on it now? Is this the actual thing or the video? Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Usually it has like a this is the C-top or something. And you tend to see like, okay, so supposedly this, you know, people are giving them like 5,000. I'm pretty suspicious of that because that's kind of what you see when people are doing this.
Interesting. Yeah, that's like that's a lot. Yeah.
Wait, so what's suspicious about getting 5,000?
It's just something people do when they want to make it look like the GoFundMe or their fundraising is getting a lot of traction. They just donate large amounts so that it looks like people are donating.
It goes on top. It goes in the list of the high-ranking, the most successful ones or whatever, they. But like, you can donate to my fundraiser and everyone's like, oh, look, he's got like $5,000. Like, it's doing good, right? This is legit. Look, all these people think it's real and they're giving money. I should give money. Look, these guys are giving 5,000. I only gave 50, right?
You know, asking for that $20 initially, like, he knew that had like a limited like lifespan too. It's like, that was a pretty good grift right there to ask for $20 just for that information, because it was only a matter of time before, you know, somebody like you paid Chris, and then that was over for him. Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's an easy 15,000 right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's insane that he did that.
Yeah. So one thing I wanted to, we did some digging on Bobby, and there's a bit of a backstory here. He claims that I've never done something like this before. I'm going to highlight that.
Oh, really?
I've never done something like this before. Interesting. Dun, dun, dun. Let's go on Reddit. Reddit. Does anyone remember carnivore diet grift to Bobby's perspective? So Huda was looking into this and she found this Reddit post. Do you want me to read it or do you want to read it?
You can read it.
Okay. Can you zoom in a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So Bobby's Perspective, aka Bobby Lister, was one of the main anti-vegan carnivore diet online influencers a year ago. But then he converted to Islam and turned his religion, this channel, into a religious fundamentalist one. Back when he was cranking out anti-vegan and carnivore diet misinformation, he had around 50,000 subscribers, which was static for a long time because of the religious direction he took his channel. Now has seen, it's the same pattern. Of like convert, talk about Islam, channel explodes. We see this all the time. Lily J, fucking Dawood Kim. Who else is there? There's like a bunch of them.
So if you look at like some of the lesser known channels, like ones that are still really, really small, right? But they've exploded because they started talking about Islam. Some of their content is so funny. Like, because Muslims will send them videos and be like, you have to watch this video. It's amazing. It'll make you believe in Islam. And they'll watch it. And it'll be full of, like, Arabic terms. It'll be full of things they don't understand. And it'll just be like, I don't know, like an English couple just sitting there in the living room watching it. And then they don't have any commentary.
Are you talking about these guys?
I mean, I've seen tons of these, but like, this kind of, and then at the end, they'll look at each other and be like, so I have no idea what that was talking about. I'm sure it is impressive, but yeah. And they're trying to be positive about it, but they don't have anything to say.
Yeah. That's exactly what these guys did. And we did the reaction to the video where every single one of the videos is like, they hardly say anything. In fact, there's one video where they were attacking David Wood and they're like, she's like, I don't know what shahada means, but like, this guy's hateful.
They're like, we never heard of this guy before. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure you haven't, but wait, go to the one of their latest videos. It's like, it's clearly like grift. They talk about they say our prophet. Remember that video?
Yeah.
I was like, what? I was like, like they're starting to talk like that now. And they even, you know, they're following the Lily J, you know, grift script.
Yeah. I don't see it in here. But yeah, you're right. They started saying our prophet. I wonder if they're converting or they haven't done that yet, but it's coming soon.
They'll delay it for as long as possible. Because the longer you delay it, they can do what Bobby Perspective did, where he was saying Orthodox Christian looks at this. And it's like, bro, you converted to Islam like a year ago, but you're still saying that you're an Orthodox Christian.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, going back to this, a few years ago, his online views were decreasing and said he was going to have to quit his channel and get a real life job if people didn't donate to him. Oh, he's never done a hard. So I think doing YouTube is hard work, but like I think the way he does it is not hard work, and we're gonna prove that in a minute, right? And we have proof that he doesn't actually do any hard work on YouTube. We'll go through that. One of the biggest scams this guy committed was claiming he was going to direct a documentary to debunk veganism and agricultural farming. He said he needed thousands to buy new camera equipment and was going to go around the world showing the negative effect of growing crops like corn and wheat, etc. Interesting. Then it says he's a drug addict, anti-vaccine creationist, we've got in trouble with YouTube. Okay, so I don't know about this part, but his account was suspended once because he said he was going to hunt down vegan gains and fight him to death in a street fight.
What?
Okay. That's that part of the story I didn't know. And then he's become a fundamentalist. Okay, so there we go. I'm going to show you the actual... This is what they're talking about here. End vegan propaganda. So what happened to I've never done this before, Bobby? You said I've never done this before, but apparently you have, like you've done this before with a different name this time, Bobby Listo instead of Bobby Listowski. All right, guys, I started this campaign, so we have total transparency over the progress. And then he
said that transparency?
Yeah, 100% unbiased, transparent, and objective. Now it is up to you, my friends. We will need new equipment to get this show on the road to make the videos look professional and, most importantly, competitive. Okay. He needs new cameras, new microphone, a drone, a gimbal. And of course, we have to survive like everyone else. Australia is pretty pricey in comparison to Thailand. Oh, wait. He's in Australia?
I think he did hop around the world a little bit. Like, I thought maybe in one of his older videos, he said he did construction work in Australia. Like, that's the thing. He's Macedonian, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think this GoFundMe was based in Germany. I don't know. Is that Germany? But then he said something about
Germany,
if he leaves Thailand, he'll have to go back to Germany. Like, I just don't know exactly like where this guy is a citizen of. I don't know. It doesn't add up.
What is going on there with Australia? He's going there for the movie. Okay. He's going to Australia. So he wants this to be fully funded. Now, the interesting thing is transparency. Let's see. Was there any updates? No updates.
He used his new camera he bought for his Muslim thing, right? That's probably what he used that for.
Yeah.
He just pivoted. The grift.
Wow. Promises made, promises not kept.
That's it. Now, the funny thing is, we wanted to show this too. So Bro Haji, the one that was criticizing him, made a fake GoFundMe. I'm struggling to pay rent. Part of the Dawah elite, right? And this is actually funny. I'm going to read it. So as you know, Dawah is important. However, I'm unable to give Dawah effectively due to my mounting rent cost. My rent is in arrears, but please don't ask why. Did I mention that I do dawah? Please help and contribute as burden is lifted off my shoulders, allowing me to continue my dawah efforts. I'm willing to sacrifice my job to focus on dawah. So please consider supporting me. After this fundraiser, I will request more funds to continue giving dawah. We cannot forsake those who dedicate themselves to dawah. So please contribute generously to help me focus on this important work. The funny thing is, this is obviously sarcasm. And he got money, £169. So it's like, you know, he's kind of like unfortunately proving the point that like it's so easy to just get money in this scene. You even can make a joke and you can try to be sarcastic and people will still donate to you.
Yeah,
just like if actually money at you.
Brother Hajj has a good point because he calls out a lot of racism, just overt racism in Islam, where if someone's a white convert in particular, they're just showered with praise. They're encouraged to go talk more about Islam and to spread the dawah. And they just get lots of financial incentives. And he says he sees this all the time. And he says it's very interesting that it's white converts that are like always encouraged to do this and they always get the rewards, but non-white converts, not so much.
That's true. There very much is a hierarchy. I'm white. I mean, I wasn't doing stuff like this, but I mean, I have seen this. This is like it's a white thing. And if you're, a brown convert, black convert, there's like a hierarchy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So another video of Bro Hajis, where he's actually responding to this post. To those yelling scam without knowing the full story, not a single person who came through the gate, is that the Telegram donation gate, heard the message, saw the truth, has called it a scam. Are you sure about that?
Wait. That's funny.
I mean, you called it a scam. And
yeah, exactly. Money. Yeah. So I'm the one thing that refutes that.
Bobby. Yeah. I mean, his transparency is the opposite of transparency. He just takes the money and just keeps it, right? And then that's it.
Well, wait a second. If nobody's calling it a scam, then why are they cleaning out the chat? I thought they, all of us were good, honest people in there. Right? Yeah.
Okay, so talking about not doing actual work, this is where I found out about Bobby. So I found out about Bobby. His videos appeared on my screen a lot, and he has videos like this. So this is the style of videos he was doing. But lo and behold, you're going to notice something about the video. Let's just watch a little bit and you'll see what I mean.
And he was crying as if he was dying.
This is someone else's video he's playing, guys. Okay, he's going to play this video.
At that moment, Hajar could not sit down any further on her face.
Through the Arab Peninsula.
See, hey, 5 minutes in, no talking.
Yeah, he talks for like a second maybe. Like,
thing in Islam.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Everything.
But they accepted.
It just keeps going.
Coach is saying it's him down and he raised tie me with a
wow,
ordinary sacrifice.
Wow. Yeah, that's the whole video,
everything. Yeah,
it was from
giving my salam to him.
She says, well, we've got a little bit of
hold her. Are you amazing?
I have sent to them, but
the whole video,
there it is.
There it is.
The whole
four
video
words
is like this. He doesn't say anything, just like nodding his head. And like sitting there watching it.
One.
This got I've heard about this. There was a point where people were getting like whole films and they were putting them on YouTube and then they just add their face. But for all intents and purposes, they never say anything.
Yeah.
And I think it like got such a problem that YouTube had to like crank, like stomp on that and get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm surprised those Han meditation people haven't gotten, like, his was so bad. That something happened, and I'm going to show you what happened. What happened was he created this thing. You know how he said, I'm done with this? Again, he repeats this thing all the time. Guys, this is it. I'm deleting the channel, right? Like, it's like, why is he deleting the channel? Because he got kicked out of the YouTube partner program. He lost monetization because of reused content. Channel uses someone else's content without making changes that add significant value.
Wow. I did not notice this, actually.
Yeah, this was exactly 1 year ago. He didn't delete the channel. He continued with the channel without monetization, but like he got slapped because, and they give you a chance to come back to it, but he has to delete the videos and he hasn't deleted them. He has to delete all the videos he did, which which are like basically stolen other people's content, and make his own videos. But you know, for someone that doesn't want to do work, obviously, like you're just basically stealing content, right? Like YouTube doesn't want a bunch of videos of other people's videos where you're just sitting there watching it and then you get monetized and they don't get anything, right?
I like how they like they have to look like they're quizzically thinking and reflecting on what they're watching. So they always pull the funny like eyebrows and the
shaking their head.
Yeah, it's like what are you doing?
You know who else is an offender of this? Aisha Rosalie. She does this too. She just sits there and she watches it and just like makes like the surprised face. And
oh, is that wait, actually, that
she's
can't be
British.
Not
she
sure.
Let me find her.
She just sits there and does the same thing, and just like makes faces and plays content.
Right, because I thought you were referring to. Okay.
Yeah. She's a little bit better because she has videos where she actually talks and stuff, and
she does, but like her reactions are like just not. It's like the same thing.
Yeah. So this guy, he makes videos where he doesn't actually talk. He got kicked out of the YouTube program. He now lost his kids. Oh yeah, and also he got into it with me too at one point where I made a response to his video where. He was actually laughing at this ex-Muslim girl that was talking to a Christian, and I responded to his video, and what happened was he got mad at me and he called me gay or something. I forget. What did he say?
He said something like that. We were still dating, and he's something. Like, I didn't, you know, or you mentioned something about a girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought he was gay, and I'm like, very much not so, buddy.
So I saw the only interaction I had with him before this was, I don't know if you guys saw, but there's a pretty famous scholar of Islam called Marin Van Putten. He does like linguistics, Arabic linguistics. Yeah. And he was part of a European research project to evaluate the different reading traditions of the Quran. And for some reason, probably was like, oh, well, I'm going to frame this as this famous scholar was paid millions, because that's how much I think like the project got. That was obviously not just to him, but the project got it. So he was like, oh, he was paid millions to find mistakes in the Quran. And it actually upset Marin Van Putten because he went on Twitter and he actually responded to this saying, this guy is just making this up. And I actually did a video on it and I was like, yeah, this, you know, you've been the very person you made the video on has told you to stop saying this because you're just lying. You're just making it up.
Yeah, like he actually, what he did is he blew up this guy's story. And so now you'll see this other copycat scholar paid 2 million, scholar paid 2 million, scholar paid 2 million. All of these scholar paid 2 million, scholar paid 2 million.
Are they using the same thumbnail? Like roughly, if you scroll down, is that kind of the same thing?
Yeah, like they're basically stealing. Bobby made this like lie, which was, it wasn't to disprove the Quran. It was to actually just like analyze it or whatever, do research on the origins of the words or whatever it was. And this created a lot of stress for Marjan, right? Like, because he was put into the limelight in a very negative way. Now this guy's an academic. He's not trying to debunk anything. He's just trying to like get to the truth of the matter, right? He's not polemical.
Yeah, exactly. He's very much committed to not being polemical. So you know that's perfectly fair. So for them to just to make stuff up like this is really disingenuous.
Yeah, he actually told me that I asked him if he wanted to come on the channel to talk about some of this stuff, but he's again because of his neutrality, he's trying to be neutral. He just cares about the work he's doing, right? He didn't want to come on the channel because my channel is very anti-Islam. So I'm like, I understand, that's fair. But he does go on other channels like MythVision and stuff, which are less polemical because MythVision has a lot of academics on his channel, right? Derek of MythVision, he does a good job and manages to get these people to talk about things. So that's great.
It's precisely for that reason that I thought I'm not going to be able to get him on my channel because he'll see some of the stuff I did and he'll be like, no, that's way too provocative. Yeah, I think MythVision, I don't know, because I think I read a Reddit post where he, or something, or like Twitter, and I think he I'm not sure. It's very out of character for him to even be on Mythvision, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if he would do it again. Like, not to say he had any bad experiences with Mythvision. I'm sure he had lovely experiences. But I don't know. Because he's part of the same group of academics that all have that opinion. They don't want to be polemical.
Yeah, yep, yep. Speaking about, since you mentioned it, I did look it up. It looks like it's gone now. But Hamza's Den, you were saying, had a similar sort of thing, right?
Yes. If you don't know about this, this is I would actually say this is even even more crazy than what Bobby did. So this is my good friend Hamza from Speaker's Corner, who loves to chat with me. He and again, I actually found this from Brother Hajj, Brother Haji. My apologies Haji, if I'm pronouncing that wrong. He called him out. And the reason why this was so like skeptical and like people were really skeptical of it and it looked really dodgy was that he was open about a character flaw. He basically said, guys, I've got into huge amounts of debt, like huge amounts of debt. Can you please help pay for part of the debt and I will do the rest? But then as time went on, he kept changing the goal. So I think to begin with, he asked for £20,000. Then it went to like 25 or a 30. Then it went to 50. I mean, so people were just saying, look, what are you doing here? And he refused to break down the costs. He never explained what it was for. And I have videos. They've been taken down now because Muslims are doing this. And I have to actually, there are people that I debate who do not like me at all, who have actually helped me gather this information without them knowing.
Wow.
But they were making videos on their own channels and they were like cutting things from his live stream where Hamza from Hamza's Den was telling people that when he travels, because supposedly he has to travel for work, he was choosing to do business class, like first class, one of the like more expensive. And you know how much people asked him, how much did it cost you to do a trip? Guess how much he said it was? And no keep idea. In mind, this is him like using money that people have donated.
Like 2,000?
More than that. So I have record of him saying, I think it's like 3,000, but there's ones that are much higher than that. So you're talking that kind of level. He talked about like he struggled to pay the electric for his business. It's really weird. But basically, in my opinion, it seems as if he's terrible with money. And he's taken advantage of the fact that people keep helping him when he really should just learn to be better with money.
Yeah, you can't out-help people like Bobby and I guess now it seems like Hamza. Because if your spending habits and especially, actually, in fact, if you do this, you actually enable it. You make it worse.
Yeah, you do. You do enable it. I mean, he actually said, like, okay, so he had an £11,000 electricity bill. And he was open about this. This is one of the things he actually did mention on his live stream. Mm-hmm. And he was like, but I'm not going to pay it off, like, fully. I'm going to arrange. And I thought, you're what? So because he'd, like, already got, like, 30 grand at this point. And he was like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to arrange for an agreement with the electricity company to pay off small installments. And I was thinking, yeah, hang on a sec, though. This is kind of us funding, like, I mean, not me. I didn't pay any money to it. But the Muslims are funding your lifestyle because what he's basically getting at is he's going to use the money for other things but he's going to just use the like he's going to set up a little payment scheme pay a little bit, but then I'm like, okay, so what's the other money doing then? You should just pay off the full amount. That's what it's for. It's to pay off your debts.
Is it, people are asking $11,000 mining bill, is he mining Bitcoin? why is it so much? Is it from computer games?
I know, 11,000 is insane.
That's a lot, yeah.
Think of it this way. So one of the reasons why this gets more complicated is he has his own business. I don't know if you know this. This is all public information.
Oh, yeah, he has like a store or something, right?
Fab Hijab. Yeah. You know, he has a store. He often streams from the store. But his finances are mixed with the business.
Okay.
So, like, is that 11,000 for the business? Or is it for his home? Or is it for...
That's even worse because now he's asking money for his business. Business should be profitable. Otherwise, why is he doing it, right?
That's one of the things... Because I made a video. You can check out some of my videos I've made on this. But one of the things I said is, you should just be honest about what you're saying. And if your business is failing, leave the business. Like, if selling hijabs isn't profitable,
stop selling hijabs.
I don't know why. I mean, he actually said, he was like, yeah, I've been struggling with, like, business money for, like, I think he said, like, a decade or almost a decade. Oh, wow. I'm just thinking, then you should have left the business. I don't understand. Yeah, it's crazy. The more you get into it, the more mind-blowing it is.
Oh, you have some interesting videos on your channel.
Yeah, I kind of just cover things that I like. Sometimes I'll make a video that's all about drama, and sometimes I'll make a video that is just really nerdy, and it's just me going into, like, some really specific Islamic thing.
I feel like this is, like, a common thing in the Muslim community, especially these days, like, in the age of, like, these crowdfunding, and it's just, like, there's this, like, entitlement about just expecting money from these people, right? Like, Bobby does it. They all do it.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I just feel like, I don't know, because they think, like, they're Muslim, other Muslims should just give them their money and help them. And it's just, a lot of times it's not genuine. They're not being genuine about what they're asking for. It's just, I don't know. It's just gross vibes. Like even Bobby, like how did his conversion start with Sheikh Uthman? Like, it started like with a scammer, and now, you know, it's like, and now he's asking for money. It's only been a couple of years since he's been Muslim. It's just like the trajectory of these people.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think we'll see more of it, because as long as Muslims keep donating to it, there's every incentive to keep doing it. So with Hamza, this isn't the only GoFundMe he's done. He's done many GoFundMes. And suspiciously, he has in the past, at least, acted as a middleman for a mosque. Mm-hmm. So he has received money in his name on a GoFundMe page, which then supposedly he gives to the mosque. But does it do that? I mean, I'd like to think it does, but I always find it suspicious if it's like, hang on a sec, if you want to raise money for a mosque or for a business or whatever, a charity, why not just tell the charity that you'll advertise it and get them to do it so that you're not a middleman? Like, the money should never come to you. Like, why do you need the money to come to you? You can just go straight to them.
Yeah,
that you've called a very good point. So yeah, that kind of covers the topic of this grifting, scamming. It's going to continue, I guess. Oh, this was actually £50,000, not $50,000. That's even more.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
And he actually got it, it looks like, according to your screenshot.
Yes, he did. Yeah. I can't remember what the final number was. But yeah, he managed to achieve it.
Yeah, we know grifters too, in real life. One of who was complaining. Actually, I better not talk about that. I know another Muslim grifter that has been involved in claiming all sorts of things and getting money, pretending to be Muslim, not really Muslim,
but that, like, happens, you know, too.
Cosplaying as a you know, convert in distress that needs help because of this and that, and
You know, when I was Muslim, this is why I never ever, like, physically gave money to the masjid for zakat, anything like that. Like, if I knew somebody who needed help, I had a friend, I would give them the money directly. I would never actually, because this is where your money's going. You know, it could be going to people like this. I would never actually, like, give money to the mosque and expect them to do the right thing with it. Like, give it to the right person. You're better off just helping somebody you actually know who's in need.
And wasn't there, like, someone you know, Huda, you know someone that she was getting help from the mosque, but, like, the person that was giving it to her was taking the money.
Chris. So I know somebody who was going through a divorce, and she was not working like all of these women do, right? They get married, they have a bunch of kids, they're not working, they're at home, then they get divorced and have nothing. So she needs help paying rent. Well, her friend from the masjid who was, this is a funny thing too, this friend was working for the masjid, making like pennies a month, and she was going to the prison, the local prison, to do dawah, and ended up like meeting this prisoner and like getting involved with him. That's another story. But anyways, this same person said, oh, I'll pick up your zakat money for you. Like, I'll get the envelope from the imam's office and I'll bring it to you. Well, come to find out, this woman is opening the envelope and taking money for herself. These good-hearted Muslims are donating to help my friend. And this other woman, who's the third, you know, the middleman here, she's going to retrieve this envelope every month and taking money.
Yeah.
And so there's like so much scummy scammer stuff like this in the community. Like if Muslims are watching this, like if any Muslims are watching this right now, you guys, like, just do not give your money to the masjid. Do not give your money to these GoFundMes. Like, if you know somebody in your community who needs help, and I'm sure there are, like, directly help them. If they need help paying the electric bill, ask them, like, give me the number so I can call. Give me your account number. I'll pay it directly for you. Like, do not hand your money to these mosques and these people, because 9 times out of 10, it's not going to go somewhere good and actually help people who need help.
Yeah, like, give it to them. They're being generous and donating. But, I mean, you're donating to people like Bobby and, like, donating.
Yeah, don't help these people either. Don't help these people. This guy needs to go get a job.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. Like, go back to your home country. Figure it out. You need to get a job. All these guys, they need to get a job. And that's funny because in Islam, they always say, oh, you know, the wife can stay home. The men are supposed to work. But these men aren't working. They're not working. They're not doing honest work. Having a GoFundMe is not working. Like, that's not working.
Yeah, no, definitely
I just
not.
Get annoyed. I just get so annoyed because you see these people online. Even Lily J, it's like people just like throw money at her. It's like, why? Mufti Menk, you know, all these people prop them up. Why? Stop doing that.
It kind of makes me think that Islam is becoming more and more of a, like a facade. It's not even like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, like Islam, you know, Islam is like spreading so much by, you know, Lily J and all these people that are in no way Muslim.
Yeah.
And know basically nothing about Islam.
Yeah.
But they're the methods of like spreading dawah. I mean, at some point you have to be like, are you even spreading Islam at this point? Or are you spreading like Lily J-ism? You know? it's weird.
You know, and I don't understand either. It's like Mufti Menk will talk to Lily J, all these people. It's like, but at the same time, how can you, well, first of all, you shouldn't be meeting with these women like this, right? She's not even covered. Yeah. How can you preach to us to wear the hijab if this is who you're willing to, like, you know, prop
platform.
Up? And, platform. Yeah. It's kind of like hypocritical, right?
So you just reminded me of how they do stuff at Speaker's Corner. When they engage women, because usually people who give dawah are usually men, like 99%.
Yeah.
And when they give dawah to women, one thing that comes up is about the hijab. And they'll usually say something like, so I have to wear the hijab, like, right? Like when I'm in public all the time. And the men, honestly, what they say is so dishonest. They basically do the whole, well, no, you can just take it step by step. So don't worry about it for now. It's just something that you'll eventually do later. But don't worry. It's like, a, you know, take it step by step. Just take your shahada now.
It's easy.
And worry about the hijab later.
Yeah.
That's so they're exactly, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, you're so disingenuous.
That's how they talk to me, though. They tell you that because they just want to reel you in, right? Like, that's the most important thing. And then they hope that eventually, like, you know, you kind of just adopt everything. So,
yeah.
But that's the thing, too. It's like, well, okay. So, where in Islam does it say that I can take, you know, I don't know, how long has Lily J been doing this? A couple years? How many, like, what's the time limit here? Like, taking, what does taking your time mean? They never tell you that part, right? No.
Ask, like, is there a school of fiqh that says, you know, you can take 2 years off before you have to wear a hijab?
David Wood said it best, though, that people like Sneeko, all these guys, they can do anything for 5 years, whatever.
Andrew Tate,
they have like 5 years or so to do whatever they want. Nobody will care. Nobody will say a thing, but it's a lot different with women the majority of the time.
Yeah. I'm just going to take 2 super chats that we got. Thank you, Anna. Free Iranians will be the biggest ex-Muslim creators. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible with Iran, what's happening in Iran, I don't know, but we'll see. Diamond Crested Abdullah says, Allah means moon god in ancient Arabic. Baal is the moon god. I don't know about this theory. I haven't really looked into it. I always thought Allah was just the high god of the ancient Arabs, and they had lesser gods. And therefore, like kind of like the same with the Greek pantheon, and they have the high god, and they have the lesser gods. And
I have friends of mine who would argue along these lines.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to go with the moon crescent, you know, is a sign of like the moon god and things like this. I don't do that myself. But there is, well, okay. So there are other things that my friends tell me that are true that I know to be true. So I'm open minded about things like this, but there's other things that you can investigate as well.
Yeah. Okay, thank you guys for the super chats. So Chris, what are you up to nowadays? What's keeping you busy on the channel? It looks like you guys are going hard on the Islamic dilemma.
Yes, we are, yeah. David Wood is, he's got like a group of people that he's put together to read through the whole Quran and basically find anything to do with the Islamic dilemma, which is when the Quran basically contradicts itself because it's not coherent. It says that you should believe in the previous scriptures, but it then goes on to go against the previous scriptures in lots of other verses, seemingly without knowing it's doing this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a pretty embarrassing thing. It's a very popular argument at the moment, and we're going through it, just putting stuff together. I've got like a little spreadsheet with all these verses that I'm color coding. And I think at the end of it, we're going to put it in like a book form or something, just something so we can give it to people so they can just read everything about it. But yeah, a lot of my time is spent with trying to raise awareness of it and just debating or having conversations with people about this. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing on my channel at the moment.
Nice.
Yes, and I have another project as well that will be coming out soon.
Oh, top secret.
It's not that top secret. It's just that I haven't actually told people about it yet. Okay. But I will. I could tell you, I think.
Sure.
Yeah, I do. it'll be coming out soon. It is okay. So I am a games developer by trade.
I
decided it would be funny while the Muhammad Hijab and Aisha thing was going on, if someone made a little video game where you make your own Mubahala and you play as the different public figures like Muhammad Hijab.
Oh yeah.
It's about 90% of the way there. I'm just getting audio for some of the funny things they say. But when it's done, I'll post it. I'll probably send it to some people, you guys included, and whoever else, and then you can play it. But yeah.
So wait, is this like a Mortal Kombat Mubahala type
of
thing?
Not quite. It's more like Cards Against Humanity. So
you
pick a character, it randomly picks an opponent for you, and then you get these cards, and they say like funny things on them that you have to like mix and match to make a Mubahala. And it's all like silly, like funny things. And it's all relevant to like things Muhammad Hijab has said or Ali Dawa has said or whoever else. And then Allah judges the best Mubahala. And yeah.
Speaking of Ali Dawa, did you hear he also has a secret wife?
I have heard of this. Yeah. I watched like half your video that you guys made about it. I have not finished it though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it was Salman who dropped the bombshell. And actually, I was speaking with someone else yesterday, can't mention who was deeply in the Muslim community, and he was saying it's even worse than you think. He's like, this secret wife thing is nothing. He's like, these people have like prostitutes, like all of them. I was like, what? He's like, yeah. He's like, you haven't even heard anything yet. Like this, it's much worse than you think.
Wow.
I was like, wow. I'm like, do you want to give me names?
Days. That is interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty bad out there. Those the leaders of the Dawah, they're actually not so righteous after all. Not at all.
I'm not surprised, but you know, I'm sure you're not either. But for anyone who thought that they were righteous and lived a pious life, they are anything but that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder, there's something else. Oh, so you know Mohammed, I forget his last name.
Trani?
He's a sheikh. That's him, yeah.
Trani,
So they still have something on him, right? And they haven't gone public with
Yeah, they kind of did. They're like, it was weak sauce. It was like, yeah, this guy has like a bunch of sisters complaining about sexual harassment. But it's not sexual harassment. It's nothing bad. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just, there's just complaints. Like he was trying to he didn't want to outright say it was sexual harassment, but he kind of hinted it, but he's like, it's not that bad. So
I don't know. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing that is kind of, I don't know, questionable about this, that Ali Dawa said about Sheikh Tirani, he's like, he has allegations going back 6 years. Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of years ago, it's like Ali Dawa was hanging out with him on his YouTube channel and talking about marriage advice, that one video. And I'm like, okay, so Ali Dawa, if you apparently knew that this guy was questionable, why are you making content with him? Why are you making appearances with him if this is true?
There's a lot of dishonesty in everything he's saying, in the fact that he's claiming that in his video that we ended our relationship, but apparently there's still videos of him on his channel. He never even deleted the videos. He didn't even bother trying to cover up his tracks. So supposedly he's like, I distanced myself from him, but then apparently he's not distanced himself from him. He's still working with him. And all of a sudden, after he started taking the side against Muhammad Hijab, that's when suddenly these allegations came out. So yeah, I agree with you. I'm not saying that the founded, unfounded, clearly there's nothing legally going on. This was all like accusations that came out right after this scandal, right? So, and people were calling out Ali Dawah for this. Like, what, all of a sudden now, suddenly you don't like this guy? Before you were using him to attack Salman and attack Aisha. Now all of a sudden he's on your side, you're against him? Like, well, you switch sides fast, right? And same thing happened with Ali Dawah and Salman, right? He mm-hmm. took Salman's side against Dunya, his ex-wife, and then all of a sudden now he's accusing Salman of zina and saying, oh, you did all these terrible, like, these guys are like, these, if you have friends like this, you don't need enemies, like, as they say.
Oh yeah, like back what's the Islamic thing they always say, backbiting?
Yeah, backbiting, yeah. Riba.
That's it, yeah. I mean, in all honesty, if you want the best example of that is usually found in the Islamic Dawah scene, which yeah. is kind of ironic, but
yep.
You know.
So yeah, okay, well, we'll wrap it up with that then, because this is what we want to talk about. So Chris, I want people to check out your channel. You're doing a great job, and definitely we're all partners in crime here. So mm-hmm. you want to plug anything else that you're doing, any other platform?
Not quite. I went to an NAPC conference, which is like a Christian thing where we get together in London and we talk about Islam and how we do polemics against Islam. That happened a few weeks ago, and the videos should be on my channel hopefully in a week or so. So there's that to look forward to. But yeah, just the Mubahala project and the normal content that I make, pretty much. So yeah, just a plug. I'm Chris at Speaker's Corner. If anyone wants to search me on YouTube, I pretty much am just on YouTube. I don't tend to like go on TikTok or anything. Okay. I did for a while, but nah.
Yeah, you're on Twitter too, but I guess mostly YouTube.
Yeah, I barely even post on Twitter. Like, I use it to communicate with people. I don't use it for like the anything else, really.
Right. So. Okay, sounds good. Well, it was a pleasure having you. And for those of you who are new here, do subscribe, check out our Patreon and details below on how to support us, as we're currently both doing this full-time, and I don't know how long that'll continue for, but for now, we're both doing this full-time and appreciate all of the
Hopefully
support.
Hopefully, it will continue.
Thank you so much. And Huda, any final words from you before we end it off?
Yeah, everybody check out Chris's channel, because Chris is really funny. I was cracking up at his Bobby video.
Yeah.
So I couldn't wait to do this live, so...
The yeah. Bilal video is good too. So he interviewed, I'm just sharing my screen one last second before we drop off the call. This video, where is it? This guy. I love this guy. He's so interesting. English Muslim leaves Islam after 9 years with no regret. So if you guys are looking for something else to watch, check out this video. This guy, Billy, was gone. Like, he's kind of like a soft jihadi or something to like, yeah. You know.
Anjum Chowdhury supporter. He was really into it. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So he was definitely like on that on that spectrum on the and yeah, so that's a great video to check out. So yeah, thanks for watching, everyone, and stay tuned for another live stream as soon as we plan it out. It should be soon. Maybe next week. So yeah, thanks, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye bye. Take care.
Bye.